This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3782 for Tuesday, the 31st of January, 2023. Today's show is entitled Content Format Article from Wikipedia. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 5 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is Wikipedia article on the various types of content formats.
Hello, this is Archer72. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. In the last episode, I covered the article on the LP format. Now I'm going to go to a more broad subject of formats. Not just audio formats, but all the formats under the heading Content Format in Wikipedia. A content format is an encoded format for converting a specific type of data to displayable information. Content formats are used in recording and transmission to prepare data for observation or interpretation. This includes both analog and digitized content. Content formats may be recorded and read by either natural or manufactured tools and mechanisms. In addition to converting data to information, a content format may include the encryption and/or scrambling of that information. Multiple content formats may be contained within a single section of a storage medium. Example, track, disk sector, computer file, document, page, column, or transmitted via a single channel, example, wire or carrier wave of a transmission medium. With multimedia, multiple tracks containing multiple content formats are presented simultaneously. Content formats may either be recorded in secondary signal processing methods, such as a software container format, example, digital audio, digital video, or recorded in the primary format, example, spectrogram, pictogram. Observable data is often known as raw data or raw content. A primary raw content format may be directly observable, for example, image, sound, motion, smell, sensation, or physical data which only requires hardware to display it, such as a phonographic needle and diaphragm or a projector lamp and magnifying glass. There has been a countless number of content formats throughout history. The following are examples of some common content formats and content format categories covering sensory experience, model, and language used for encoding information. The list is as follows. Document file format, audio data encoding, which includes audio coding format, analog audio data, stereophonic sound formats, digital audio data, synthesizer sequences. Next is visual data encoding, including hand rendering materials, film speed formats, pixel coordinates data, color space data, vector graphic coordinates dimensions, texture mapping formats, 3D display formats, holographic formats, display resolution formatting, text formats, font size, line spacing. Next is motion graphics encoding, including video coding format, frame rate data, video data, computer animation formats. Next is instruction encoding, musical notation, computer language, traffic signals. Next is natural language formats, including writing systems, phonetic, and sign language. Next heading is communication signaling formats, then code formats, then expert language formats, including graphic organizer, statistical model, table of elements, DNA sequence, human anatomy, biometric data, chemical formulas, aroma compound, drug chart, electromagnetic spectrum, time standard, numerical weather prediction, capital asset pricing model, national income and output, celestial coordinate system, military mapping, geographical information system, and interstate highway system. See also communication, representation of the arts, content carrier signals, content multiplexing format, content transmission, wireless content transmission, data storage device, recording format, data compression, and analog television, which includes NTSC, PAL, or CCAM. Thank you for listening. This has been Archer 72 for Hacker Public Radio. Feel free to leave comments or questions or submit a show of your own. Thank you. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.